The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved أقا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم With regard to virtues and benefits of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person amongst you who will attain salvation from its terror and accountability would be the one who would have recited Durood Sharif upon me abundantly in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, we are still continuing with our discourse on the huququllah, the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So in order to gain maximum benefit from the dini knowledge that is being imparted, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even better than his own action. So let us try to make good intentions so that we can gain maximum benefit and reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The more righteous the intention is, or the intention one makes, the greater the reward a person will attain from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the previous episode, we looked at what are the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We did discuss about how Allah Azza wa Jal, being the creator, what favors and what great ni'mah Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows on insan, so that this insan can retain the favor to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla by fulfilling the obligations which gives huquq, which are the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we looked at how it is important for a person to observe the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we looked at as well how Allah Azza wa Jal, in certain aspects, how Allah Azza wa Jal is favoring us, and Allah Azza wa Jal bestows on insan countless of favors upon him, so that insan can realize, so that insan can take cognizance of the qudrat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the first of all those rights was, or what we discussed, was that man owes the right to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to ensure that he has got the correct beliefs with regard to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now we look at another aspect, which is the worship to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How do we worship Allah Azza wa Jal? That we fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal through salah. So for every mature, sane, adult Muslim, 5 daily salahs have been enjoined and prescribed upon him as a right to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether a person be rich or poor, healthy or weak, on a journey or staying at home, no baligh, mature man or woman is exempted from its observance. Salah promotes Allah Azza wa Jalla's consciousness, and produces within man humility and humbleness. This we can understand. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has written in his magnificent masterpiece book, which is known as Laws of Salah. And in this book, he writes, dearest Islamic brothers, obviously dearest Madani channel viewers, many virtues of offering salah and severe punishment for abandoning it have been stated in the Quran and Ahadith. Therefore, the ninth ayat of Surah Munafiqun in Para 28 says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, do not let your wealth or your children distract you from the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who do so are at a loss. Hadrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, narrates that the Honorable Mufassirin say in this holy ayah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal refers to the five daily salah. Therefore, the one who does not offer his salah at its specified time because of his preoccupation with his wealth, for example, trading, cultivation and employment, goods and his children, is at a loss. The beloved and beloved Prophet Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the very first question that will be asked to man out of his deeds will be that of salah. If his salah is correct, he will have succeeded. But if it is incomplete, he will be disgraced. So, from this we understand that it is very, very important for us believers in fulfilling the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to ensure that we worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by fulfilling his duties, by fulfilling his right. And the right of that is to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and to ensure that we perform our salah five times daily as Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered. Now, as we have looked at this, let us look at what importance does salah bring in our lives, how important salah is to us, in what way do we fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in what way do we give back the huquq of Allah Azza wa Jal as has been prescribed upon us, and in what way do we thank Allah through performance of salah. It is stated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who secures his salah, the salah will be nur, evidence and salvation for him on the day of judgment. And the one who does not protect it, there will be no nur, evidence or salvation for him on the day of judgment, and such a person will be kept with Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, and Ubayy bin Khalaf on the day of judgment. Dearest Madani channel viewers, Hadrat Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Zahabi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates, some honorable ulama say that the one who abandons salah will be resurrected with Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, and Ubayy bin Khalaf on the day of Qiyamah, because people usually abandon their salah due to wealth, rule, ministry, and trade. Now, the one who abandoned his salah due to being occupied with state affairs will be resurrected with Fir'aun. The one who abandoned his salah owing to his wealth will be resurrected with Qarun. If the reason of abandoning salah is ministry, he will be resurrected with Fir'aun's chief minister Haman. And if the reason of abandoning salah is business in trade, he will be resurrected with Ubay ibn Khalaf, the head trader of the unbelievers in Makkatul Mukarrama. This, we understand how important it is for us to perform our salah, how Allah Azza wa Jal has made salah to be important, and how Allah Azza wa Jal has instituted salah as a form of giving gratitude to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we as insan can pay homage and give the rights of Almighty Allah which are due to Him by ourselves performing salah regularly, and ensuring that by doing so we are fulfilling the duties that we owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us look at how seriously some of our elders, Hadrat Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how we take salah so seriously, even in such a critical condition. It is reported that when Hadrat Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded as a result of an attack, he was told, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is time for salah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, listen, the one who abandons salah has no share in Islam. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered his salah despite being severely wounded. Hadrat Sayyiduna Ubada bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes wudu properly, stands for salah and completes its ruku', sujood and recitation, his salah says, may Allah Azza wa Jal secure you as you have secured me. The salah is then elevated to the sky and there is a glare and brilliance of it. The portals of the sky are opened for it, and it is presented in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and such salah intercedes for that musalli. So we can see and understand how important salah it is to us. This we can understand from how our elders, our pious elders, will take salah so seriously. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, out of the 30 Jews, the 30 paras in the Quran, in 28 paras of the Holy Quran, there is some mention or the other of Sayyiduna Nabi Musa, ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, and his ummat. The nation to which he was sent to, that is the Bani Israel. There are great similarities between this ummat and the ummat of Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam. This is the reason why so excessively the Quran mentions that particular ummat. So let us look with this when it comes to the fulfillment of the huququllah. What sort of obligations were given to the Bani Israel, since Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned them in almost 28 paras out of the 30 paras in the Quran. It is said, when faced with a plight, when faced with a difficulty, when faced with the oppression of Fir'aun, where their daughters were being slaved, where their sons were being butchered, murdered at birth,
where the entire nation was being made into slaves, deprived of land, property, etc. We all know the details, the crux of the hidayat and the dars, which Sayyiduna Abi Musa ala nabihina wa alayhi salatu salam came with. The Quran says the Bani Israel were commanded. They were not commanded to take up arms against Fir'aun. They were not commanded, increase your universities or your military technology, and this is how you'd be able to rid yourself of oppression, or arrange some marches or cause a revolution. What was the crux of the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? Directly to the Bani Israel, we hear the Quran says, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة. Two things they were commanded. Number one is increase your iman on Allah. Bring your yaqeen on Allah. And the second command the Bani Israel were given was command on to make an effort in salah. Hudur Sayyiduna Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah will follow in the footsteps of Bani Israel. Hazwan na'li bin na'l. Like how when someone, if we look closely at the translation of the hadith, it's like if you are walking behind someone, one is just follow the person, the other is to place your foot in the exact spot the other person puts his foot. Exactly like that, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel. Hadwan na'l bin na'l. Footprint for footprint. To such an extent, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained, if amongst the Bani Israel, there was a person who committed incest with his mother, wa na'udhu billah, in my ummah also, there will be someone who will commit incest with his mother. To that extent, the similarity has been drawn between this ummah and the ummah to which Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam was sent to. 28 Jews, paras of the Quran, Allah speaks about that ummah. The Quran was revealed after Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam's demise. Several thousands. Why so much mention of that ummah? So that the ummah of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can take a living example from the halat and condition that came to that ummah. Today, we are faced with a plight. We are faced with a hardship. This ummah is downtrodden. This ummah is sinking lower and lower instead of reverting to Quran and Hadith. Instead of reverting to the beautiful sunnahs and teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to solve our problems, we're looking for solutions elsewhere. What we have to understand, my dearest Madani Channel viewers, that when yaqeen is brought on Allah and when effort is made on salah, then that link with Allah Azza wa Jalla is established. If Allah is with us, we don't need anything else. If we recall the incident of Mi'raj in Rajab, the great miracle and mu'jiza of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unfortunately, year in, year out, the question we have to ask ourselves, one is to appreciate the very Mi'raj of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one is to revere, respect and recognize the special martaba of Hudur Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more importantly, when we remember Mi'raj, we have to ask ourselves, have we taken the sabak and the lesson of Mi'raj? What did Hudur Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back with? What was he given on that Mi'raj? What was the significance of what he saw, what he witnessed? Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, glory be to Allah, who took on a journey at night, physically, bodily, Huzur Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa. Every word of Quran is full of hikmah and wisdom. Try and appreciate what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. In one night, such a vast distance was traversed. No human being had ever achieved such a thing. The Mufassirin mentions on one occasion, Allah Azza wa Jalla's Rasul wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam poses a question to his Sahaba. هَلْ تَدُرُونَ كَمْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O my beloved Sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the sky? The Sahaba replied, Ya Rasulullah, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on explaining, from the earth to the heavens, it's a distance of 500 years. Not our years. One day by your Rabb is equal to 1,000 years. This distance is so vast. It is said that the sun, which is 93 million miles away from earth, is 325,000 times the size of the earth. Approximately, the sun is only one star. This galaxy in which we live in, which is called the Milky Way, is a composition of approximately 100,000 stars. Many of them that are a million times the size of the sun. In fact, this galaxy is said it is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, super galaxies. The size of it is such, if you travel from one side to the other, not 100 kilometers an hour, but 1,000 kilometers an hour. But you travel at the speed of light to 186,282 miles per second. And if you travel at that speed, it will take you 2 million years just to finish this galaxy. It is said that there are 500 million such galaxies. There are so many stars that if 1 second was given to name each star, 1 second, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, to name each star, it is said it will take you 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Recently, the light from one star reached the earth. How far away? When this light starts traveling at the speed of 186,282 miles per second, the light reached the earth now. When did it start traveling? Not 1 week or 1 year ago. 14 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago, the light started traveling and it reached earth now. Such a vast universe. What does Allah Azza wa Jalla says on one night, within a short space of time, His beloved Habib, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was taken across this entire space, which is still sama'ud dunya, which is underneath the first heaven, to complete the hadith, from first heaven to the next heaven, 500 years. وَمِن كُلِّ سَمَاءٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَسِيرَةٌ خَمْسُ مِعَ عَمَى. Second to third, 500 years between each heaven. 500 years till the seventh heaven. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ سَبَعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَصْفَلِهِ وَأَعْلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسُ مِعَةُ سَنَى. Above the seventh heaven is the sea. From top to bottom of that sea, another 500 years. Above the seas are 8 angels, which refer to as حاملين العرش. They are in the shape of mountain goats. From the knee to the ankle is for each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. ثم على ظهورهم العرش. On their backs is the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is just to give us some idea of what a vast distance this is. This is just to give us some idea of the azmat, of the kibriyai of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, who has created all this and is controlling all this. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with this journey. Yet what does he say? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi. Glory be to Allah who took on a journey at night. Allah does not say bi nabiyihi or bi rasulihi or bi imamihi, bi imamil umma or bi imamil anbiya. Allah does not say I took my rasul or my nabi or the imam of humanity or the imam of the anbiya. What title does Allah use referring to the greatest mu'jiza, greatest miracle? Allah Azza wa Jal says no nabi was ever blessed with this. But what reference does Allah Azza wa Jalla says? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I took my servant. Why? Because the higher the level of abdiyat, the higher the level of slavery, the higher the level of submission to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the greater the maqam, the status of that individual in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks of such a mu'jiza, Allah used the title Abd, my slave, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who took him on entire journey, and he was given a special gift. He was given a medium. He was given a bridge through his blessings, through his barakat, through his sadaqah. The ummah was given something 5 times every day will enable them to carry out that same mi'raj and that same journey which Huzur Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam carried out on the blessed night 1,400 years plus years ago. This ummah was given a bridge and a medium that will transport them through the entire space and bring them into the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a special gift that was given to us, my dearest viewers of Madani Channel. If only we can appreciate and look at what favors Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us and granted us, we will see Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered us with so many blessings and favors. So we ought to fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. We ought to ensure that we pay back and we fulfill all the obligations that lead us to pay back the duties, the rights that we owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Muslim Sharif riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes out that kassamtu salata baini wa baina abdi. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When my slave says Allahu Akbar, every distance, every boundary, every obstacle between him and Allah Azza wa Jal is removed. He is transmitted. He is transported directly into the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, like the poet says, when he says Allahu Akbar, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَطْعُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَعْضُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُ وَصَالَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّ فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَى. He says, when he says Allahu Akbar, he is enveloped with the mercy of Rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When he begins his qiraat in salah, his munajat, he is in direct in contact with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So we can see that how Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, and it is through the Rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us such an opportunity. Alas, at times our attention is focused on arts and science, in which we sacrifice huge amounts of money and time to study. On the contrary, salah, which is a pillar of deen, no efforts or sacrifices made to learn its rulings. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that through our pious predecessors, we also have a great deep attachment towards salah, that can become a platform so that we come closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and we fulfill the right in the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal, the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal through salah. Ameen bi jahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.